You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Lucky Charms Magical Mission. Add a little fun to your family's morning and join Lucky the Leprechaun on an interactive adventure through 8 magical charm lands to restore magic. Available on your smart speaker. Just say, open Lucky Charms Magical Mission or search for it wherever you listen to podcasts. U.S. vaccine development leader tries to assuage concerns over politicization, Russia publishes data from its vaccine trial, and America braces for the impact of Labor Day weekend. Here's what you should know. Since May, Moncef Slyway has been hard at work as the scientific leader of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed, a massive crash program aimed at developing a vaccine in record time. The program has invested more than $10 billion in 8 vaccine candidates. But in a recent interview with Science, Slyway was clear about his tolerance for politics in Operation Warp Speed, saying, "I would immediately resign if there is undue interference in this process." Russian scientists published clinical trial data from Sputnik V, the country's controversial coronavirus vaccine that was approved by the Russian government last month. According to their findings, all 76 of the participants produced antibodies and an immune response. While this is somewhat promising, the trial was very small and quick, and a lot remains unknown. Labor Day marks the beginning of a new phase of the pandemic. It's the end of the summer, flu season is approaching, and public health officials are concerned that the holiday may trigger a surge in cases. If you are planning to spend time with others, experts advise keeping it brief, staying outside, and wearing your masks or keeping 6 feet from others. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.